AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A Texas sheriff says a black woman who was found hanging in her jail cell told the guard as she was being booked that she previously had tried to kill herself. When a second jailer interviewed Sandra Bland, the sheriff says the Illinois woman said she wasn't depressed, but was upset about her arrest, which followed a confrontation with a white state trooper who stopped her for a minor traffic violation. At a news conference this afternoon, Sharon Cooper said dashcam video of the traffic stop shows the trooper was picking on her sister.
Not once did he ever say he felt threatened. But when you tell me that you're going to light me up, I feel extremely threatened and concerned, and I'm not going to get out of my car.
Bland's family says she wasn't acting suicidal, and they had no indication she had ever been treated for depression. Former Waller County Justice of the Peace Dwayne Charleston says he doesn't buy the official story that Bland hanged herself with a trash can liner in her cell on July 10th.
The whole thing around it stinks. It stinks just like the garbage bag that was in her cell. The whole thing stinks.
The man accused of killing 9 black church members last month in Charleston, South Carolina, was indicted today on 33 federal counts, including hate crimes. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the indictments against Dylan Roof could result in maximum penalties.
For these crimes, Roof faces federal penalties up to life imprisonment or the death penalty. I note that no decision has been made on whether to seek the death penalty in this case.
A Georgia man who was having problems with his wife killed her, 2 of her sons, and himself today, just hours after police had visited the home on a domestic violence call. And a fire broke out on a cruise liner as it approached Jamaica, but no injuries. This is AP Radio News. After 2 deaths from falling IKEA dressers, the company and a consumer protection agency recommend bolting the furniture to a wall.
If you have an IKEA dresser higher than 2 or 2.5 feet tall and you have children in the house, the Consumer Product Safety Commission suggests the furniture be anchored to a wall. The agency issued the warning after 2 2-year-old boys were killed when IKEA chests tipped over and fell on them. The Swedish furniture giant is offering consumers free anchoring kits. The 2 deaths in the United States, one in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and one in Snohomish, Washington, took place last year. IKEA says it has received 14 reports of chests called Malm tipping over, resulting in 4 injuries. Warren Levinson, New York.
5 people aboard a single-engine airplane were hurt after it crashed while landing at the Experimental Aircraft Association convention in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. 2 people killed in Wyoming in a small plane crash. They were dropping candy to kids. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.